Greetings, Bitcoiner. Bitcoin pulled below $66,000 while global stocks hit fresh records. That contrast tells you exactly where the paper world thinks the risk sits and where Bitcoiners see discounted sats. This is Bitcoin Breakdown, your daily Bitcoin briefing on this Wednesday, 3rd June. Three stories in under 5 minutes. Sharp analysis, zero noise. Let's get into it. First, Bitcoin has moved through a sharp multi-day pullback, sliding from above $74,000 to below $66,000. That puts the weekly move at more than 12%. The strange part is the split screen. Global stocks are pressing into fresh highs, and the MSCI All Country World Index just marked another record. Bitcoin is getting hit while the fiat asset parade keeps smiling for the cameras. The market is pinning blame on several possible triggers. Strategy disclosed its first Bitcoin sale. Spot exchange traded funds are seeing record outflows. A large Mt. Gox wallet moved coins. Middle East tensions are adding macro heat. Some of those explanations may be real. Some may be cover for leverage getting rinsed. None of them changes the base layer. The network keeps producing blocks. The supply schedule did not flinch. The weak hands just got a louder soundtrack. From price action, we moved to legal identity, and South Africa is giving Bitcoiners a rare view of policy confusion in real time. Second, a South African court fight is exposing how unsettled the official view of Bitcoin still is. Last year, in Standard Bank versus the South African Reserve Bank, the High Court effectively found that Bitcoin and crypto assets were not money or capital under exchange control rules. The Reserve Bank appealed. Then Treasury published draft capital flow management regulations that looked designed to pull Bitcoin and crypto assets into cross-border reporting and exchange controls. After criticism, officials walked that back in public. Then the Reserve Bank and the Financial Sector Conduct Authority said, crypto assets are not money under the National Payment System Act and are not legal tender. Now, a different High Court judge has ruled the opposite way, saying cryptocurrency, at least in the form of Bitcoin, is money and capital under the exchange control regime. That phrase matters. It may start separating Bitcoin from the wider token mess in South African law. For Bitcoiners, the signal is simple. The asset is forcing legacy legal categories to break in public. That legal confusion brings us back to an older exchange failure because Mt. Gox is still reminding the market why custody risk never really disappears. Third, Mt. Gox has moved 10,422 Bitcoin worth about $739 million into a new wallet as its repayment deadline approaches. Mt. Gox began as a Tokyo-based exchange, then collapsed in 2014 after a hack wiped out about 850,000 Bitcoin. The latest transfer is its largest single move in months and the biggest ahead of the current October 2026 deadline. The structure looks like earlier administrative moves that came before creditor payouts through partner exchanges such as Kraken and Bitstamp. No coins have been forwarded yet, so this is not confirmed selling. Still, creditors have sat on enormous unrealized gains for years, and some selling pressure is rational once distributions arrive. Mt. Gox still holds about 34,504 Bitcoin worth roughly $2.43 billion. Repayments began in mid-2024, and about 19,500 creditors have already received funds. Trustee Nobuaki Kobayashi has pushed the deadline back twice, most recently to October 31st, 2026. The lesson is old, but it keeps aging well. Not your keys, not your coins. Here's your recap. Bitcoin pulled below $66,000 while stocks hit fresh highs, giving stackers another volatility lesson wrapped as a buying opportunity. South Africa's courts, Treasury, Reserve Bank, and Conduct Authority still do not appear to share one settled view of what Bitcoin is. Mt. Gox moved 10,422 Bitcoin before its October 2026 deadline, and the market is watching for creditor distribution pressure. That's your Bitcoin Breakdown top stories for today. You can find the full edition of the newsletter in the episode's description with much more content, including the latest Bitcoin-only quick bits and our weekly operational security feature article. Stay humble and keep on stacking those sats.